Atlanta. 1. Will Trent shifted his 6'4 frame, trying to find a comfortable angle for his legs inside his partner's mini. The top of his head fit nicely into the sunroof area, but the child's car seat in the back was severely limiting his room in the front. He had to grip his knees together so he didn't accidentally bump the gear into neutral. He probably looked like a contortionist. But Will thought of himself more as a swimmer, dipping in and out of the conversation Faith Mitchell seemed to be having with herself. Instead of stroke, stroke, breathe, it was zone out, zone out. Say what now? So, there I am at 3 a.m, posting a scathing one-star review about this clearly defective spatula. Faith took both hands off the steering wheel to pantomime typing. And then I realized I'd put a Tide Pod in the dishwasher, which is crazy because the laundry room is upstairs. And then, 10 minutes later, I'm staring out the window thinking, is mayonnaise really a musical instrument? Will had heard her voice go up at the end, but he couldn't tell whether or not she wanted a response. He tried to rewind the conversation in his head. The exercise did not bring clarity. They had been in the car for nearly an hour, and Faith had already touched on, in no particular order, the exorbitant price of glue sticks, the Chuck E. Cheese industrial birthday complex, and what she called the torture porn of parents posting photos of their kids going back to school, while her toddler was still at home. He tilted his head, dipping back into the conversation. Then we get to the part where Mufasa plunges to his death. Faith was apparently talking about a movie now. Emma starts flat out bawling, the same way Jeremy did when he was her age, and I realized that I, somehow, ended up giving birth to two different kids, exactly two Lion Kings apart. Will dipped back out of the conversation. He'd felt his gut clench at Emma's name. Guilt scattered like buckshot into his chest. He had almost killed Faith's 2-year-old daughter. This was how it happened. Will and his girlfriend were babysitting Emma. Sarah was doing paperwork in the kitchen. Will was sitting on the living room floor with Emma. He was showing the toddler how to replace the tiny button battery in a hex bug. The toy was disassembled on the coffee table. Will had balanced the breath mint-sized battery on the tip of his finger so that Emma could see. He was explaining that they should be extra careful not to leave it lying around, because Betty, his dog, might accidentally eat it, when suddenly, without any warning whatsoever, Emma had leaned over and sucked the battery into her mouth. Will was an agent with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. He had been in real-world emergencies where life and death hung in the balance, and the only thing that had tipped the scales was his ability to act quickly. But when that battery disappeared, Will had been paralyzed. His bare finger pointed helplessly into the open air. His heart folded like a bike around a telephone pole. He could only watch in slow motion as Emma sat back, a smirk on her cherubic face, and prepared to swallow. That was when Sarah had saved them all. Just as quickly as Emma had snorked up the battery, Sarah had swooped down like a bird of prey, hooked her finger into Emma's mouth, and scooped out the battery. Anyway, I'm looking over this girl's shoulder at the checkout line, and she's texting the shit out of her boyfriend. Faith had moved on to another story. Then she leaves, and I'm stuck forever wondering whether or not her boyfriend really did hook up with her sister. Will's shoulder drilled into the window as the mini banked a sharp turn. They were almost at the state prison. Sarah would be there, which fact edged Will's guilt over Emma into trepidation about Sarah. He shifted again in the seat. The back of his shirt peeled away from the leather. For once, Will was not sweating from the heat. He was sweating his relationship with Sarah. Things were going great, but somehow, they were also going really, really badly. On the outside, nothing had changed. They were still spending more nights together than not. Over the weekend, they had shared her favorite meal, Sunday naked breakfast, and his favorite meal, Sunday naked second.